You're listening to WPSU's StoryCorps Penns Valley. WPSU is traveling to towns across central and northern Pennsylvania to collect oral history recordings. In October, we stopped at the Old Gregg School in the Penns Valley town of Spring Mills. Today, Kurt Beerley and his son Stan talk about the history of the family business, Stanley C. Beerley, in Milheim.
When and why did Grandpa start the family business that we're in now, and how did it start?
Okay, he started selling radios from the family home in Reibersburg in 1925. At that time, he was 17. When he graduated from Penn State with a degree in electrical engineering, there were no U.S. jobs available for electrical engineers. So he started wiring houses and selling small appliances.
And why did he buy and set up a store?
Well, the business grew, and so in 1945, he purchased the building and moved to our present location in Milheim. At that time, Milheim was a center for commerce, as a trip to State College was considered too far to travel. Hmm. Your grandfather sold and installed large appliances, heating system, and plumbing systems. I can always remember, you know, one of the large appliances was a TV set, of course. They started coming in, and your grandfather at that time purchased the beacon light tower on top of the mountain north of Milheim, and he installed three antennas, TV antennas, for three stations at that time: Altoona, Channel 10, Johnstown was Channel 6, and Lancaster was Channel 8. Hmm. And our family would load up the black and white TV in a Jeep, and we'd have a cookout up there and watch snow-free TV. Of course, down in the valley, your grandfather was putting up TV antennas and installing TV sets. And I can remember your grandfather telling me, in its heyday, he installed a TV and a TV tower every day of the work week. Your mother and I really hated to see all the years that your grandfather worked to establish the business be wasted. So in 1975, we purchased a business from your grandfather, and I spent daytime hours at Geddick's and evening hours at Stanley C. Beerley while your mother handled the bookkeeping.
Yeah. So running the store, has that turned out to be like you imagined it would be?
I just thought we'll buy the business, and then what we'll do is just down once a week and take the cash out of the drawer. We had no idea what it was like to run a business. So.
Yeah.
So we were pretty busy learning. You know, recently I would have to include as interesting and enjoyable as, you know, working with you and Alex on, you know, making the business successful and trying to grow it so that it's able to take care of your family and you can have similar experiences.
Well, I definitely know not to expect that I can just go down once a week and take the cash out of the drawer. Well, Dad, I want to thank you very much for coming in with me to record a little bit of you and Grandpa's history and our family business history. So thanks very much.
Yep.
Kurt and Stan Beerley. You can listen to other StoryCorps recordings on our website at wpsu.org/StoryCorps. With WPSU StoryCorps, I'm Emily Reddy.